Welcome everyone back to deadpit.com. This is the DVD review portion of the show.
That's right. We're going to be talking about several different DVDs.
We have a lot of them, again. Five total. First ones I think we should talk about, though, really interesting since you're a big fan of serial killers, like we said earlier. A couple of John Borowski films about serial killers. Now, these are really biography, sort of long lines of A&E biography style, History Channel style, documentaries.
Yeah, I believe he calls them docudramas because they're actually just narrated documentaries where he recreates scenes from the person's life.
He does. And the first one we could talk about, I guess, would be H.H. Holmes, since all of his killings happened in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. And I remember one thing that was sort of interesting about the one of the guys in the documentary said he was one of the only serial killers ever that completed school and become a doctor.
Right. And he was actually a medical doctor.
Yeah.
And I think his real name was Herman Mudgett. He was a con artist by trade, actually, more so than he was a killer. And from what I can understand, most of the killings that he did were based around money, which he would, if you don't know, though, he built this huge, and they called it the torture castle, death castle, a lot of different names for it. And it was like a two-story, huge building that housed all these different rooms where he would invite people that would come in from the World's Fair and stuff. I believe it was in Chicago. And to stay at this place when they would come in for the fair. And then he would have all these rooms set up where he would have like gas mains that ran into the room and he would gas them to death. Or he would have like acid bat and torture rooms in the basement where he would collect and chain them up.
It was entirely designed as a torture chamber,
exactly.
The whole castle.
And the point of all this was, in the end, was he would sell their corpses to medical, like, supply.
For a ton of money back then, like over $200 back in the 1800s, which was a ton of money for then. But,
and then all other stuff that, like, their personal belongings he would keep, and that was really the reason.
Yeah.
He was, like, kind of a killer for profit.
And it tells, the story of his life, pretty much, growing up as a kid, and how he became H.H. Holmes, I guess.
Yeah. I think he had over 20-some different aliases,
right.
And he would travel, the countryside using his medical credentials.
And he's known as America's first serial killer.
Right, and he's definitely one of the more prolific serial killers because nobody really knows for sure how many people he killed just alone in the castle.
Okay. Next, I guess we can talk about, though, the Albert Fish documentary, just called Albert Fish is the name of it. And anybody that's not familiar with Albert Fish, he was a cannibal and a serial killer, and he was into a lot of torture and mutilation and just a lot of sick shit. And what was interesting about this is you'll learn in this that he would actually cut up first off, he would kidnap children, okay? Then he would take like either a paddle or a cat of nine tails and beat the shit out of them, tendering their meat up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he would cut them up, and I think he mentioned in great detail in one of his letters that they read on the, that he would cut up their ass, okay? And roast it, and then, put it in stew, and, just some sickening stuff.
He was one of the most deviant sexual serial killers ever, and I think that's why people remember him, because he was a necrophiliac, a cannibal, a fetishist, a voyeur, a sadomasochist, like all the paraphilias that you can possibly imagine he engaged in, and just the most bizarre kind of, like, he never actually, I don't think, and it's been rumored that he didn't have like a normal sexual drive. Like, he didn't get off by having sex. He got off by sadomasochism and cannibalism.
Torturing people.
Torture, yeah. So, yeah, he, like you said, he would cook these people, basically, all the different parts of their face.
Just like you buy a roast or something at the store,
He
would cut it like that.
And then he would orgasm as he was eating it. And this would go on for, like, days.
This is truly some sick stuff. And the thing is, what's even more bizarre about it is, when he was doing most of this stuff later on, he just looked like a regular old man, like a grandpa character.
That was the most disturbing thing about him to a lot of people, and it even says in this documentary, is that he looked like somebody you would trust your kids with. He was the, you know, the atypical, typical kind of just gray-haired old man.
Right, yeah. Just, yeah, both of these are very, very interesting. Not only because you don't hear a lot of stuff about either one of these serial killers. It's usually, you know, you have one of these for every 100 Charles Manson documentaries, it seems like.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just really interesting learning about them. And I'm not a huge fan of serial killers like Uncle Bill is. So I probably didn't like it as much as him. But, I mean, it really, Borowski did a really excellent job with this. Both of these discs was in 5.1. Mm-hmm. The narrator, I don't have his name here, unfortunately, but he did a great job. I think the same narrator over both of the movies.
He's actually a pretty famous guy. I don't remember. I can't remember his name now, but he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a pretty famous narrator. In my line of work and in custoding, it's best that you know as much as you can about serial killers.
Right.
Because
Uncle Bill's a serial killer in training.
Yeah, that's true. The thing about it is, though, is I really like the fact that he put a lot of creativity and a lot of thought into making these, too. With the setups, the way that he did, especially with the Albert Fish one, where he actually hired actors and
a guy that looked a lot like.
Yeah, and he put a lot of time and effort into these films, and it really shows. He got really creative and a little bit artistic, I guess, with some of the license in the way that he portrayed the way the Albert Fish might have thought. But overall, they're really informative documentaries and something like you would see on A&E, you know, just really.
Yeah, and I'm thinking maybe that's what he's going to use these for, is maybe specials that you would see on the History Channel or A&E or something like that, because, you know, it's just as good as any of those and possibly better, I would say.
Yeah, so if you are a fan of true crime stuff, you don't have to be a fan of serial killers, I don't get it. Then if you're a fan of seeing, you know, the way that the stories behind
these
guys'
lives. Well, if you're a fan of
serial
killers, too, you'll really like.
Also, on the extra features, though, is another thing to talk about. I remember that on the Albert Fish one, there's a lot of great extra features about the making of and how he created the sets and did all the acting and the little vignettes that are in between the actual story.
What about the guy they interviewed, though? I thought this guy was creepy as hell. The Joe Coleman,
the guy that was the
auditorium.
Yeah, he was, because he was just a little bit too, you know. I know that I catch a lot of shit for what I said in that interview for, like, you know, liking serial killers or being a fan of serial killers. But this guy was really more into serial killers than I think is healthy for anybody to be into anything. So, but yeah, that's kind of odd. But there's actually an extra feature on that Albert Fish DVD that's got a band called Macabre. And anybody that knows anything about death metal probably knows about these guys. They play a song called Albert Is Worse Than Any Fish in the Sea, which you have to hear it. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But you got making a featurettes on both.
Yeah. And, again, John Borowski from, Waterfront Productions. If you want to go, that's John, BOROWSKI.com. And you can find out all you need to know about these serial killer documentaries, the H.H. Holmes, America's First Serial Killer, and Albert Fish documentaries. I would highly recommend them both if you're a fan of true crime or if you're like Uncle Bill and a huge fan of serial killers.
That's right.